Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back. So I wanted to share with you today, over 90% of our revenue is coming from online marketing funnels. Even in my traditional brick and mortar businesses, owning two performing arts academies, it is our number one source of paid traffic. Yes, of course, we have referrals and organic traffic, but our number one source of paid traffic is coming from our marketing funnels, okay? So today we're gonna talk about five biggest mistakes I see when people start to create their marketing funnels, okay? So number one, not having their free content that it really aligns with their paid content. So I'm gonna give you an example of something we did that flopped and then a big difference, okay? So I think last summer we tried this freebie of like 10 different things to do, maybe like fun, family-friendly things to do in our local town where our studios are, okay? We had 600 people join that list within a couple days. We were like, whoa, this is by far our biggest lead magnet that is attracting more leads than we've ever attracted in this short amount of time. The problem was, yes, we were one of those 10 things to do, but it wasn't enough to generate sales, okay? So the freebie was not in alignment with the actual paid product, okay? So now one of our biggest funnels that works so well for us is our free trial, okay? Our free dance trial is now leading into selling group dance classes, okay? It is by far our best lead magnet, and our conversion is around like 90%. If we can get the people into our studio, we know we have a 90% chance of converting them into a customer, okay? So now I'll say this too. Obviously, when we go to build out that funnel, when they're in the process, they've given us their name and email. Not everybody gives you their name and email and then jumps in, which is problem number two. There's no follow-up. So we assume that if people take us up on it, like I'll have clients in Foot Traffic Formula say, I don't get it. Like 300 people said they wanted this thing and only 100 of them are opening it. Like, I don't get it. Something's wrong. I'm like, no, something isn't wrong. I literally keep this funnel next to me all the time because people need to see this visual of wherever you start at the top, it's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. So yes, 300 people might've said, yes, I want that thing. But in fact, you know, maybe only 150 opened it. And then out of the 150, maybe only 90 clicked on it. And then out of the 90 that clicked on it, 60 bought or whatever those numbers are, okay? So I want you to be thinking about what is your follow-up strategy in your funnel, okay? Now, understand that an email sequence attached to your funnel. So when you say, okay, I'm sending this to you right now, it shouldn't just be you've sent them one email and you're done and you assume they're going to purchase whatever product, program, or service you offer. You need to follow up into what we call a nurture sequence, nurturing that lead until they're ready to buy, okay? We were all going to have different levels of comfort, that know, like, and trust factor. And it depends what scale that person is coming from. They might be a very cold lead. It may take a while to pick up and to sell and to convert. It might be a much warmer lead, okay? That is how you will know how much the follow-up really truly matters in your funnel, okay? So number one, the freebie is not aligned to the product. Number two, there's no follow-up, okay? Number three, there's no urgency in funnels, okay? Here's a great example. I just watched somebody pitch a new product that is launching in November, okay? Now, I actually think I want to do this thing. I want to buy this course, okay? Launches in November. I'm interested. However, did I buy? No. Why? There was no reason for me to buy. It doesn't start until November. This is July. That's a long ways away, right? So there's no reason for me to take action now. There's no early bird special, like there's no early pricing. There's no special bonus. There's literally nothing that I'm going to get right now in July or in August or in September. If anything, I just made a mental note to check them back out in October, right? So they could have said like, oh, it starts in November, but we only have 20 spots available. I would have rushed to go grab my spot because I'm thinking, oh, only 20, that's not that many. But a lot of times with funnels, we just see it all the time. They're like, what, my funnel's not working. It's not that the funnel isn't working. It's just people aren't working it right now. They're not giving you their name and email right this second, right? So be really, really careful that you are not putting an offer out there with no reason to buy now. Now, here's the thing. I want you to see this. I have plans to buy this program in November, right? In my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, I'll get it. However, shiny object syndrome, right? Or something better comes my way that takes maybe that budget for what I'm thinking I'm going to spend. And there is a reason to buy now. So I take somebody else up on that offer. You want to make sure that you are getting people to buy right this second, as fast as they can, because if you allow them to wait, you take a big chance, a big risk on them not coming back, right? Them getting distracted by another Facebook ad, by a new Facebook Live with somebody selling something, with a new promotion, a new flash sale, right? Kayla, who's one of our Foot Traffic Formula members, great example of urgency. She did a 3-day flash sale. So 72 hours, she did an email sequence and within 3 days made $5,600 because there was a reason to buy now. That price was going from, I think, 47 to 97. And it was like, act now, act fast. And she got an influx of people making a decision. If she would have just said, hey, I got this product, it's $47, like, you know, grab it, there would have been a lot of people that would have said, yeah, maybe later, and maybe or maybe not buy it, okay? So number three, make sure there's urgency. All right, number four, you're confusing your customer. There are too many options. I cannot tell you how many funnels that I review and I am confused myself. I'm like, what are we trying to get them to do here? Did you want them to buy this thing? Did you want them to buy that thing? Sometimes there'll be like three different products. I'm like, which one are you trying to sell? They're like, oh, anything, doesn't matter. And if that's your messaging, that's your idea of, yeah, I don't really care what they buy. I just want them to buy something, right? The messaging is going to be so confusing to your customer. You want to make sure you're practically telling your customers, potential customers, what it is you want them to do. Go like my Facebook page, right? Leave me a 5-star review. Click here now. Like whatever it is, tell them what to do. One call to action is going to be by far the best thing you can do to not confuse your customer, okay? A customer buys when there's clarity, when they understand and know what it is specifically. Are there options? When you give two or three options, you're like, oh, I kind of want that one, but then that one looks good. Oh, I can't really afford that one, but I really want that one. I don't want to settle for the lower end product, right? You start to confuse people. So I will say, if you're one of those people that have more than one product on your page, right, you've got like three options, I would definitely make sure I have like a bestseller one or most popular so that I'm helping my customer guide them through that buying purchase, okay? Now, something else I want to share with you is you can always upsell later, okay? So get them in with the no-brainer product that you have, like the no-brainer offer. This is where you start. And if they take you up on it, then show them, but wait, did you want to see our second package? And then show them that after they've purchased and they can make the decision, do they want to upgrade or do they not? You will be helping your customer. It is not a bait and switch to upsell. They don't have to take you up on it, right? Give them one thing at a time, and that is going to help you get them crystal clear and make their decision, make it a faster decision. How many of you have customers who they're on the fence and you're talking to them? Maybe it's in their DMs or they've called you three times on the phone or you're going back and forth and back and forth in email. Oh my goodness, we could... In every business we have those customers that's like, they are literally hanging on the fence and they cannot make a decision, right? Help them get off the fence by giving them less options, right? To help them make that decision and move forward. So the question is, in your funnel, what is the call to action? What are you trying to get them to do at each and every step, okay? And then just have that one action. Your action might be join my email list, put your name and email here, right? It might be join the Facebook group. You might be trying to get text message opt-in phone numbers from them, all right? The real question is, What is your number one goal of this funnel? All right. And then go all in with whatever that goal is. Do not think, oh, let's get an Instagram follower. Let's get them in my Facebook group. Let's get them to buy this thing and give me their email and their text. Do you see how overwhelming that is? So slow down one action item at a time. Okay, ready for number five. So the math just isn't working for you, all right? So what I want you to understand here is selling comes down to math. 95% of people that see your product won't buy. And I'm not exaggerating. I know that sounds crazy when I say 95% of people that see you aren't buying your stuff, but really that's probably being generous. About 2 to 5% conversion rate is what a lot of people are seeing. So that means, yes, 95 or possibly 98% of people that see you are not seeing your stuff. So a lot of times when people say to me, my funnel isn't working, the first question I dive into is, well, let's see how much traffic you have going towards it. Because maybe it is working, but you've only had 100 people see it. Maybe we need to go from 100 and scale it to 1,000, right? It's just a numbers game. And that should be exciting for you because that means that if it's not that the funnel's broken and maybe you just don't have enough people going in there quite yet, right? That will be more helpful to know. You just have to drive more traffic, all right? So that's where if you're like, no, I have 1,000 people go through it, it's not working, then yes, maybe it's not working. But a lot of times what I see is just not enough traffic. Traffic is the number one thing you need to focus on when you have your funnel complete. Now, I want to make sure you heard what I just said. Traffic should be what you focus on when your funnel is complete. If you are focusing on traffic right now, but you do not have a funnel, you're doing it backwards. Why drive traffic to your Instagram, to your Facebook, to your website if you don't have one clear offer, right? You're not giving them something to do. You don't have a place for them to put in their name, their email, their phone number, etc. Don't drive traffic too early because if 95% of people aren't going to buy from you anyway, what are you wasting your time on? The funnel is your first priority, okay? So that means your time, your energy is first focused on building the funnel, then second off, then you go to drive traffic. So right now I'm doing a 30-day boot camp. We're in the middle of it. We're like halfway in and we haven't even gotten to traffic yet. And people are always like, wait, what? Why would I not be focused on traffic in the beginning? Traffic is the last week of the entire boot camp. We get our boot campers up and running with their funnel when their funnel is complete and really optimized to make sure that it's going to really get people in and that offer, that freebie is aligned with their paid product, like we just said for number one. Then we say, great, let's add fuel to the fire with a funnel, okay? If you have a bad funnel or no funnel, traffic becomes worthless. Does that make sense? Okay, I love it. Somebody says, I actually am making a new funnel right now and just tweaked it to give it a little more urgency. Thanks. Yes. And if you have a funnel, I want you to maybe make that your little challenge for today. Go back and look at it and say, what urgency is here right now? Because if there's no urgency, you're going to have a lot less buyers take action, okay? So let me go back really quickly. Yes, we are doing this live right now. So number one, not having free content that aligns with your paid offer. Number two, there's no follow-up. Number three, no urgency. Number four, you're confusing your customer with way too many options. And number five, the math is just not working for you. Now, if you know you have some work to do on your funnels, I want to invite you to join us in my free 5-day workshop coming up Monday, July 27th. So just about a week and a half away or so, less than 2 weeks. Come get signed up. Go to stacytuschel.com/workshop. And I'm going to be sharing how you can take that funnel and start to generate leads and sales consistently and start to increase those conversions, right? So no more saying my funnel isn't working. We're gonna figure out exactly what it is you need, all right? Now, don't wait to sign up because I already have been doing some Facebook Lives. in our private Facebook group that is exclusive content just for our workshop attendees. So again, go to stacytushel.com/workshop. I will see you there. Oh, so excited. You already signed up. Amazing. All right, guys, I will see you soon. Have a great rest of your day. And make sure to get in the Facebook group and go watch our last Facebook Live. And then as we head into next week, I'll be doing some more live content just for you guys before the workshop starts. All right, see you soon. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.